Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jen Twin, and it's the 17th of June today. And today I want to think back 60 years to the 17th of June 1953 and remember what this day meant for my family. I'm talking primarily about my mum's side of the family here, who until the end of the Second World War were living in a town that is now part of South Poland. So when the war ended, like so many other Germans in that area, they had to flee and make their way towards German territory. And they ended up in what then became East Germany. Now we all know that after the war, Germany was divided up between the Allied forces and the Soviet army. The Soviets got what then became East Germany, and the Allied forces had what then became West Germany, and then these two became independent states in 1949. Now West Germany recovered quicker, more quickly, you know, economically. They had a lot of industry already, and I think the money from the Allies helped them become the Wirtschaftswunder and the strong economic force they still are today. East Germany, on the other hand, was struggling. The Soviets didn't have money to give, but they had a lot of army stationed there, which was more of a drain on resources. There was a lot of agriculture, not that much industry, but also the government was concentrating on heavy industry rather than producing food and consumer goods. So people were struggling already. Also politically, it was difficult. There were political prisoners. There was already a suspicion of anything religious, which affected many areas, even sort of youth groups. It was then, sort of in the early 50s, that the government of the day tried to divide the country up into different zones to govern it slightly differently. And together with everything else and the economic problems that were already prevailing, that then led to East German factory workers going on strike on the 16th of June. Did I say East German? East Berlin, I mean. That then spread through the whole country, and by the 17th of June there was a proper uprising going on. People in the streets shouting, "Down with the government." And it looked like they were winning until the Volkspolizei, the German police, came in, and they actually shot at people. And not exactly known how many people were killed, but there were fatalities. The Soviet army brought in tanks, and that's how they got the uprising under control. That means the government then continued with what they wanted to do. East Germany had already seen a significant brain drain to West Germany in the years before. But after this happened, there was even more, which then eventually led to them building the wall and completely shutting off any opportunity for East Germans to go to West Germany in 1961. My mum was still at school in 1953, but her elder brothers... So this was a family with four siblings, two elder brothers, two younger sisters. They were already teenagers, they obviously decided that they didn't want to live in this country. So they went to West Germany, and they learned a trade, and they did well for themselves, and they had their own families over there. Which is why half my family has always been in West Germany. Now, they were allowed to come and see us, so they came about only about once a year. There was a big family reunion, we weren't allowed to go and see them. I think for my mum, it was only sort of in the late 80s. She was allowed, you had to apply for some kind of visa and you had to have a very good reason to want to go to West Germany. So she only went for sort of 50th or 60th birthday party, something like that. My dad, on the other hand, was a bit older than my mum. His mother lived in West Germany, which was seen as a pretty good reason for people to go. So he was allowed to go more often, and I think he went pretty much every year. But also because my dad was older, so he was reaching pension age, and I think these German authorities didn't mind people going to West Germany and staying there when they were close to pension age. But I also remember my dad reporting that whenever he'd applied for permission to go to West Germany, that one or two of his neighbours in the block of flats where he lived would become very interested in his holidays, and he was pretty sure that they were Stasi and so secret police, and they were trying, or informants at least, and they were trying to sound him out about what he wanted to do there. Now my my uncles from West Germany, when they wanted to come and see us, they had to pay a 100 Deutschmarks, what they called an entrance fee. I'm not entirely sure how this money was justified. But they could practically travel wherever they liked. However, there was a lot of suspicion, so whenever they approached the border, they would be properly fleeced and their car practically taken apart. But they would do that to come and see us. And there were lots of family jokes about the situation. Also, even trying to ring them up was a problem. First of all, because a lot of East Germans didn't have a telephone. We were very lucky because my dad was an engineer and needed one for, well, that's what he said anyway, so he got one for doing night shifts, etc. So we were very lucky, and obviously in those days it was one of those where you had to dial all the way around. But there weren't that many telephone lines between East and West Germany, so it took ages. You could sit there all evening dialing before you'd actually get a connection the other end. And when my mum gave up on birthdays or Christmas, something like that, I'd sit there and dial, eventually using a pen when my finger got stiff. So we didn't have a lot of connections, so I'd see my cousins once a year, and we'd always travel to where my grandma lived, and my other auntie, and we'd have that big get together. But yes, the family would have stayed together if it hadn't been for the decisions the GDR government took back in the early 50s. I very much doubt that my uncles would have gone, would have left. In fact, I think they said something like that. It was that persuaded them they didn't want to live there. They wanted to search their luck elsewhere. So there we are. That was an important day. Actually, so important, the West German government made it a national holiday and the day of German unification until, of course, the countries were reunited, and then the day was moved to the 3rd of October in 1990, and that's the national holiday still today and being celebrated as the day of German reunification. Right, if you made it this far, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.